Colleagues, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, our consultations took slightly longer than budgeted. On paragraph 7, which is the only paragraph in question, I am proposing the following formulation. In letters dated, then you put a marker there. We will then give the dates of the two letters. The following regional and international organizations were invited to address the conference on disarmament. In fact, I skipped something. In letters dated X, the following leaders of regional and international organizations were invited to address the conference on disarmament. Then then the first one is Mr. Lim Yok-hoi, the Secretary General of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And then you put the reference that is already there in brackets. And Mr. Lasina Zebo, the Executive Secretary of the Preparatory Commission for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization, and then also the reference. And then we take out Ms. Izumi Nakamitsu, High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, and create a paragraph, a new paragraph, after 7, which would be the new 8. Ms. Izumi Nakamitsu, High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, and then the reference, also addressed the conference on disarmament. I'm reminded that we would have to put the full title of Ms. Izumi Nakamitsu, High Representative for Disarmament Affairs of the United Nations, so that it makes sense to future readers. So, colleagues, so this really is the idea, the new formulation. We can finesse it, but the idea will not be changed in terms of the flow of the language. So with that, can I then take it that this new formulation is provisionally adopted? Thank you very much. Now, noting that the paragraphs provisionally adopted in the plenary meetings of the 27th of August and the 29th of August constitute the text before you in CD/WP.623/Rev2. I would like to table the document with the same reference CDW/W.623/Rev2 with the just mentioned oral editorial amendments for adoption by the conference. Excellencies, dear colleagues, we will now proceed to the formal adoption of the report of the Conference on Disarmament to the General Assembly in accordance with this text and the just mentioned editorial amendments. Would any delegation like to take the floor? That seems not to be the case. I recognize the ambassador of Venezuela.